In Parashas Neach, we learn about two sinful generations. At the beginning of the parasha, we learn about the Dor HaMabul, the generation who were wiped out during the flood. And at the end of the parasha, we learn about the Dor HaFlaga, the generation dispersal, the generation who were scattered across the earth as a result of building the Tower of Babel. Were there any meaningful differences between these two generations? And might we learn anything about them from the tzaddikim who are associated as bookends of these generations? The tzaddikim who are, or the tzaddik who is the bookend of the Dor HaMabul, and the tzaddik who is the bookend who culminates the era of the Dor HaFlaga. So in Pirkei Avos Parakei, we learn as follows. Mishnah says, Asara Doris Meinech the Avram. There were 10 generations from Noach to Avram. Leidia Kama Erech HaPayim Lefonu. To demonstrate how long suffering Hashem is, to show how much garbage Hashem put up with, how much sin Hashem put up with, until He brings a punishment. The Mishnah continues: Shekol ha'deiros hayu machisim ubon. All the generations would anger Hashem and then go, and a new generation would come and they would continue to anger Hashem. They would continue to behave poorly. Adjabav Ravino v'kibol shakulam. Until Avraham Avinu came along and he collected the reward of all those generations. In a sicha on the Kutta Sichas Chelik Gimel, the second sicha of Parashas Noach, the Rebbe asks, "Is the nit verstandig? Was meint as Avram at bakumin dem schar from the Alzanders? What does it mean that Avram received the reward of all 10 generations? Zizayin dochkiven machis nubayim. Isn't it the case that they were angering Hashem and then going? Is was far as schar at zikakum? Was does dozgin schar at Avram genumen? What sort of reward then did these generations deserve if it was the case they were angering Hashem such that Abraham could take the schar?" Freer, earlier in the Mishnah, very tzadok, the same Mishnah says, Asara Darius me Adam v'Noach. There were 10 generations between Adam and Noach. Leidia, kam erech apayim lefanov, to show how long suffering Hashem is, how many sins Hashem is willing to put up with before he brings punishment. Acheveleim is mea mabel, until Hashem ultimately wiped out with the waters of the flood. By the tzenderis, firt nit ois the Mishnah, as neyachat bakumin dem schar fin zayalmin. But by these 10 generations, the Mishnah doesn't conclude that Noach ultimately receives the reward of all the prior generations. Unpashtus is his netverstandik. And simply speaking, this is not understood. We bow the altsanders from the Adam is Noachis no boin. Given that's the case, that the generations from the ten generations from Adam until Noach were angering Hashem, haben ze bemeil lekin schar nit verdient. They didn't deserve any reward. Ver noch mehr nit verstandig. For was bei Zenderis von Noach bis Avram, was euch ze haben der Zorn Tebeshen, that they too angered Hashem. Fear that the Mishnah concludes that Avraham Avinu b'akum dem zchayr from the dozgaders, that Avraham Avinu received the reward of those generations. So the question is, why is it that there's schar, there's reward that's attached to the Dor HaFlaga, to the generation of the dispersal, which Avraham Avinu takes, and why is it there's no schar, there's no reward attached to the Dor HaMabul, which Noach does not take? And we can analyze this from the perspective of the sinful generations. And the Rebbe will also analyze this from the perspective of the tzaddik in question. Vedmiz Verstein will be able to understand this question of why it is that Avram received schar of the prior 10 generations, Noach does not, durch maktem sein dem chiluk zwischen dem Dor HaMabul v'sat abgeschlossen und in sich koil gewähn die 10 deures von Adam bis Noach. Through understanding the nature of the Dor HaMabul, which closes and is the culmination of the 10 generations between Adam and Noach, but therefore, hat der Mabel erob gewischt euch die Chatam von die Friede genein deres, which is why the Mabel wipes away the sins of the prior generations. Utzuvishn dem Dor HaFlaga, and conscious of the Dor HaMabul, there's a Dor HaFlaga, v'sath abgeschlossen, und in sich kill given, al sanderis von Noach bis Avram. The Dor HaFlaga, the generation of dispersal, closes and culminates the 10 generations between Noach and Avram. Wegen die Einschim von Dor HaMabul und Dor HaFlaga finden wir zwei Gegensätzen. With respect to the punishments of the generation of the flood and the generation of the dispersal, we see two opposites. But again, Einish Olam Hazeh, when it comes to the punishment in this world, is the straf von Dor HaMabul given gresser wie von Dor HaFlaga. The punishment of the generation of the flood was much greater than that of the generation of the dispersal. Their Dora Mabel is in Gansin Fartilit Gevorin von der Welt. The generation of the flood was completely annihilated from this world. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayimach es kol yakum. Hashem wiped out all existence. Und der Dora Flogas is Blois to Sprite Gevorin Iber der Welt. Whereas the Dora Flogas was merely spread, it was merely dispersed throughout the world, as the Pasuk says, Vayifat Hashem oisam v'gayme, Hashem spread them out, Hashem scattered them. In contrast, with respect to the punishments in the world to come, is the davar pashat is dara floga nitkin chilek l'olam haba. It's obvious that the dara floga has no portion in the world to come. It's not necessarily obvious from a prior analytic standpoint, but it's obvious because Chazal don't entertain any other possibility. Unvegin dara mabul, but in contrast with respect to the generation of the flood, zayin davar shidna days, there are multiple opinions. In Mishnah state, in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, it says, when a Zayin is da oich adein Zayir, and there's also such an opinion in the Zayir, as ein lemechidach ilam abba, that the generation of the flood will not have a portion in the world to come. This is da bernach adein Zayir, but there's another opinion in Zayir, as yabun yachidach ilam abba, they will have a portion in the world to come. Is it verstandig to unterscheid, un bis to a hefech, un Zayir oinshim ilam haze, un ilam abba? So it's unclear what exactly grounds this difference between their punishments in this world and the world to come. That the Dora Mabel is destroyed in this world and nothing remains of them physically, but according to one position in the Zayar, they do have a portion of the world to come. Whereas the Dora Flaga is not physically destroyed in this world, but according to the Mishnah Sanhedrin, the Dora Flaga has no portion in the world to come and nobody argues in that position. Lefi chiluk habgam, chiluk ho'inish. Different punishments are commensurate with different types of sins. Der Unterscheid zwischen dem Mechitu Begam von Dora Mabel und dem Mechitu Begam von Dora Flogo is mevor in der Rechazal. The difference between the sin and the blemish that the generation of the flood and the generation of the dispersal made is explained by Chazal. Was der mit, wer ein Eicher klärt, der Chiluk zwischen der Rechazal. And thereby, by understanding the difference between their sins and the impact of their sins, we can understand the difference between the punishments they ultimately receive. The generation of dispersal sinned by stretching out their arms against the Iker, against the principle, and the principle meaning against Hashem, in order to wage war against Hashem. They wanted to wage war against the Eibishter. Und von deswegen, nonetheless, seien sie nicht verloren gegangen von der Welt, nur bloß zu spät geworden. But Hashem did not chase them out of the world physically. He just dispersed them. Weil sie haben sich gefeiert in Weltsachen zwischen sich mit Ava und Freundschaft. Because when it came to worldly matters amongst one another, they behaved with love and friendship. Wie es steht bei sie, Sofa achas udvorim achad. As it says of them, they spoke with one tongue and with unified language. Daking in their Dora Mabel, Hagam is like Poshuvil Be'ikr. In contrast, when it comes to the generation of the flood, although it's the case that they did not attack Hashem. Vibal, the Arbazi Zayn given Gazloni. Unzot Ge'erish Krigirai, Tzvishin Zay. And because there were fights between them. Zayn Zay Ferplates and Fernichtet from the Welt. They were flooded out and destroyed from the world. Light them according to this with an eich verstein them was an elam hazes their einish nor a mabel given greser v von dora flaga. We can now understand why it is that the generation of the flood had a greater punishment than the generation of dispersal. The belt of the mabel of maker gizindik and chaton from miral machaveri gneiv gzeil v'chulei. Since the generation of the flood primarily only sinned with respect to sins that were between man and their fellow, like theft and armed robbery. Which disturbed the order that Hashem placed in this world. Therefore, their punishment is also greater in this world. But the sin of the generation of dispersal was primarily between Hashem and man. In Ruchnius, given Gresser was greater V from Dora Mabel than that of the generation of flood. Was Dora Flog ob nitkin chelik ilam haba. Light aldeus, un vegan Dora Mabel is da adei as the abin yoach chelik ilam haba. And that's why the generation of dispersal, according to everyone, does not have a portion of the world to come, whereas the generation of the flood, according to one opinion, does. Although it's the case that a sin between man and God is also relevant in this world, given that the world's creation was for the sake of the Torah, which is called Bereishis, and Chazal analyzed Bereishis as for the sake of Torah, which is called Bereishis, which is called the beginning. And we learn at the culmination of Sefer Yikra that if we follow Hashem's commandments, then things will be good physically. We also get Gashmis in this world. As it says in the Hemshech HaPasuk there in Bechukai, saying, I will give you your rain at their appointed time. And in a similar fashion, the sins between a person and his fellow man impact Olam Haba, also in Ruchnius. Oich Zeh, also these mitzvahs between man and his fellow, Zayndach Mitzvater, they are also Mitzvater. For this vegan, Zayndin Yomjul Al Machaveir, Begili, Meir Negeatz Olam Haza. But nonetheless, the things which relate to between a person and his fellow man are more clearly connected to this world. Whereas things that are between Hashem and man are more clearly connected to the world to come. A further reason why the primary punishment of the generation of flood was in this world. When it comes to sins between man and his fellow man, help nit kein shova, when afilim kipper help nit if them. No tshuva, meaning no act of internal repentance, no act of internal return, or even Yom Kippur, can help atone, can help rectify a sin that you make against your fellow man, until you appease your fellow. And if the other person doesn't forgive him, his repentance won't be accepted. Even though you did what you can, The idea is that given that what you did, given that your sin was against your fellow man, you can cry all you want, you can do tshuva all you want in your own house, but until you rectify what you've done, until you appease the person, you haven't rectified your sin. Here, the Rebbe quotes the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Tefkuf Gimel Aleph, which says how far you have to go in order to appease your fellow, in order to appease your friend for having hurt your friend. So Gemara there is talking about the din of Heishev Zegzela. If you steal something, you have to return it. The Gemara asks, to what extent? And it says, even ad shiyuli chenu achar of lemadai, that if you'd have to take the thing you stole to your fellow man who was moved to the region of Media, you'd have to go travel there. Just for context, between Sura and Pampadisa, the rabbinic centers in Bavel, and Modai, Media, it's about a 350-mile journey. And it was likely back in the day a dangerous journey also. So effectively we're saying that you have to make a 2-week journey, whether it be on a horse or by foot, all the way there to return the item you stole, and then make the same journey back. For context, this would be like asking a person to trek from New York to Montreal by horseback or New York to Montreal on foot. But the idea is that you can't get out of a sin being adam lachaveri just by feeling bad. In order to rectify, in order to atone, in order to make good for a sin between a person and their fellow, you need to actually appease the person. You need to undo the harm that you've done in some way, or at least get the person to forgive you. Der klal, this rule of extreme effort in order to rectify what you've done, is aber merned vi benegeha in yonei lamaza. That only applies to matters of this world. B'negen yonei shemayim, but with respect to your relationship with Hashem, with respect to the matters of heaven, v'ibal derat keton al tzvaser tikent, oif meratz zayin dem chover zayinim. On erz nit shulding in dem, v'sayin chover ot im nit gevolt meichel zayin, oder In them was art im nit kent gefinden. Wer ten shuvn des kabel. But with respect to your relationship with Hashem, given that it's not in your hands whether your fellow man will accept your pleas for forgiveness, or maybe you traveled all the way to Madai in order to return a thing that you stole, and the person moved, and you're not able to find him. So although it's the case that he won't be able to forgive you, and in that respect, you're still guilty, with respect to your relationship with Hashem, Hashem forgives you there. Nor, nonetheless, but again, Yonei Mahaza, with respect to the matters of this world, which is the what really matters when it comes to sins between a person and his fellow man, so there, since the person hasn't forgiven you, you haven't rectified what it is that you messed up in this world, and for that reason, your tshuva in that respect doesn't help. And as a result, is chachas is da'adeya, as the Rambam b'lo ben achelik l'mabo avrim late their daya, haben zei tshuva getan, haben zei aber einish nel mazei yogahat, v'yelasad b'zei gefel t'rveishadeg zei la. So although it's the case that there's an opinion in the Zayar, which says the people of the Mabel do have a portion of the world to come, and the reason being that the Zayar says they did tshuva, but nonetheless, even though they felt bad ultimately about what they did, since they didn't rectify what they did, since they destroyed society and couldn't go back and rectify it, as a result, they got destroyed in this world. As Mida Keneged Mida, if you destroy the world, if you undo the world's order, then the order of your life will too be torn asunder. They're made with this idea. We asked before, why is it that the Mishnah says that Avram received the reward of the intervening generations between Noach and Avram? Whereas it doesn't say that Noach got an ischar for the generations between Adam and Noach. So the Rebbe answers that the members of the Dar HaFlaga behaved nicely to one another. They acted in a manner of love, friendship, brotherhood, sisterhood to one another. So although it's the case that they had issues with Hashem, since they got along, they in fact did deserve this worldly schar, this worldly reward.
But they couldn't fully enjoy the reward, not even in this world.
As a result of the great sin, they stuck their hand out against Hashem to wage war against them. So all of the positivity that they manifested through their love and friendship was trapped in the realm of negativity. It was trapped in the metaphysical realm of the shell, of the husk.
And here, the Rebbe brings a mashal for this idea of you having positivity, but it being trapped in the world of klipa, in the world of the shell, in the world of negativity.
So the Alter writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Daled, Sif Gimel, and also in Tanya, Perek Lamed Tes,
as when a Rosh Hashanah Torah was Mekai Mitzvahs, Eider to Tshuva, when a Rosh, when an unbalanced person learns Torah or fulfills mitzvahs before they've done Tshuva, is there moisif chayis in klipa?
They add life force to the realm of negativity. So this is a spiritual concept, and in order to properly appreciate this, you have to immerse yourself in the language of Kabbalah and Hasidus to begin seeing the world in such a way, or to hang out with people who are thusly immersed. But on a basic intuitive level, you can imagine a person who is a problematic person, a person who's, let's say, arrogant, or a person who has other negative qualities. So they could learn Torah all they want, and they could do all the mitzvahs they want, but if they haven't fixed their character, then the Torah and mitzvahs might just facilitate their bad behavior. Let's say you have an arrogant person, so the arrogant person learns a lot of Torah, that's just going to enhance their arrogance. Or let's say you have a person who has low self-esteem, and that person takes out their low self-esteem on everyone else. So it could be the case they do a lot of mitzvahs, but then they beat up on their wife and kids for not doing as many mitzvahs as them, or they beat up on the wife and kids generally, and then their wife and kids, or their kids, have a very negative taste towards Yiddishkeit as a result of this person, on the one hand, doing a lot of mitzvahs, but on the other hand, being such a negative individual. So the idea is just on a simple level, even if you're doing a lot of Torah mitzvahs, if you haven't addressed your core issues, if you haven't fixed your core problems, then you're not necessarily going to see the positive results of Torah mitzvahs. Although it's the case that Torah mitzvahs is Torah chaim, it's a Torah of life, and it should impact your life, should make you a better person. If you have fundamental issues which have not been addressed, learning all the Torah you want, doing all the mitzvahs you want, will in some cases only exacerbate your core issues instead of rectifying them.
Vuru, because the inyanim velachaver nimshach durch limiter kiyam mitzvahs verich ichdam nimshach.
Even if a person is stuck in a place of klipa, even if a person is stuck in negativity, the things that Torah and mitzvahs manifest are still manifested when you learn Torah and mitzvahs. Nor unshalt in kedusha, but instead of being manifested in the realm of holiness, kumen zayirah in klipa. The Torah and mitzvahs now manifest in the realm of negativity.
The Mishnah continues, Ad Shaba Avram v'kibel schar kulam. Until Avram came along and received the reward of the entire generation. Biz Avram z'gikomen in durch zayin avayda, in dem kav ha-chesed, erot zich bamit su makarev zayin, yed in mention zu getzachait. Or at tafil ma'irachim given if the anshis toim. Avram came, and through his avayda, through his work in doing chesed, he brought every person closer to divinity. And he even came and asked Rachmanos and asked Hashem to have mercy on the people of Zestoin.
Through Avram's work of having to do with the world, Avram was a tzaddik, but Avram was not a monk. Avram was rather a person who engaged with the world. Avram was a person with a mission who cared about people. He cared about everyone, whoever they were, even if they were anshei shtem, he had to do with them. So as a result of A, Avram being a good person, and B, Avram being engaged with the world, he received all of the schar, all the reward of the earlier generations.
Al derech v'de'al t'reb paskin dort. As durch tshuva, net men arayis t'itayin mitzvahs, as man mamshik evenin klippus. O tzuzam mit n'bali tshuva, keren zizich tzuk tushar.
And this is similar to what the Alter Rebbe says in the aforementioned idea that although it's the case that when a person who's in a state of klipa, when a person who has unresolved negative issues in their life engages in Torah and mitzvahs, that those Torah and mitzvahs are trapped in the realm of klipa. If a person does tshuva, if a person deals with their underlying issues, it's not as if all the Torah and mitzvahs that they did in their prior, less elevated, more problematic state go away. Instead, they all get turned around to Kedusha. So the idea here is, although it's the case that all the chesed, all the kindness of the Dor HaFlaga could not be appreciated by the Dor HaFlaga, they nonetheless generated a reality of kindness in the world, and Avram is able to take that reality of kindness and turn it around to the side of the good, given that Avram is living in the side of the good, in the place of the good.
Andrish is Abir by the Asar Deris Medem Ad Neach. The case is a little bit different, though, when it comes to 10 generations from Adam to Neach. But by Zay, verket nit ois kefirt, as Neach lakum in tzchar kulam. That there, Noach does not get the reward of those 10 generations. And that's for two reasons. Vayel Aleph, as something is gekum kin tzchar. They didn't deserve any schar, they didn't deserve any reward, because they weren't in a great relationship with Hashem, they just didn't actively rebel against him. And two, is they were terrible people to one another. So they didn't have any redeeming qualities. There was nothing about them that was promising, nothing about them that was good, that would underwrite them getting a schar. But Bayes, another challenge which precluded Neach from getting a schar, if there would have been schar to get, is the Baal does Neach had nit getan mit der Welt, or not nit viel getan, oif die Menschen von sein Dar, und der Rebbe wird im Mabel angerufen, oif sein Namen mein Neach. Hat doch die Friede Kedere ist in der Wahrheit gewinnt. Hat nit gekannt mit Kabel sein, sei ihr Schar, oif afilu sie wollten gehad, verdient a welches Schar. Neach was very different from Avram. Unlike Avram, who had what to do with the world, Noach was separate from the world. Noach was a little bit monastic. Although it's the case that Chazal tell us
that people came and asked Noach, why are you building this boat? And Noach would tell them why he's building the boat. Nonetheless, Noach was not a major spiritual activist. By Avraham, the Torah tells us, Vayikra Avraham b'shem Hashem keil olam. Whereas by Noach, Chazal hold Noach guilty for the occurrence of the Mabul. And it says in Navi Yishayah, Ki mei Noach zoisli, for waters of Noach, these are for me. As in, the Mabul is called by Noach's name. And Zohar explains, that's because Noach didn't sufficiently care about the people of his generation. He didn't daven for the people of his generation. He didn't try to be machzer them b'tshuva. So given that Noach was higher than the world, Noach was not engaged in the world, even if there were schar to be had, Noach wouldn't have gotten it. So this is a very interesting discourse on Noach and Avram, but what's the lesson now? And the now that the Rebbe is talking in is in the year 1962, but it's equally applicable in the year 2021. We're now in the generation of the heel of the Mashiach. The Mashiach is almost here. The very last generation before Mashiach. The Dor is biz yetzt, zayn not so great to be as Mashiach. All generations until now were a preparation for Mashiach's coming. But demolt that sich oisfir in their tachlus from their ganzer bria. That then, at the coming Mashiach, will the ultimate purpose of the entire creation be realized. Und der Weide von Itzik und Dor seien abhängig den Yonim von Friedrich Aderis. And the way in which we behave in this generation, the work of this generation will be the culmination of the work of all the previous generations. Und durch der Itzik und Hagab Kava Chesed. And through our behaving now, with the general attitude of kindness, with the general attitude of love, the Mida von Avraham Avinu, which is the characteristic of Avraham Avinu, Mekarev zu Zayin, the Aliyidim mit Av Yisrael, und der Wecken zay zu Yiddishkeit. So here the Rebbe says that Av Yisrael has two elements. The first element is mere Avas Yisrael, loving of your fellow Jew. And you have to start with your fellow Jew because you need to start with those who are closest to you. Real love starts by those who are closest to you, not by love to the stranger. Because real love happens in a place of commitment. And if we're members of the same people, then there's already an inherent commitment, there's an inherent connection between us. So the Rebbe says the first layer is mere ava. It's just love. Love which doesn't have any further level of expectations. And then beyond this level of love, the Rebbe also says that we should bring people closer to Yiddishkeit, that we should at least wake them up to the idea of Judaism. Is Megal the Elikah that says, Yeder Yid, Hotin Zich Behelim. And thereby, we can reveal the sparks of holiness. We can reveal the inner good that every Jew has, although sometimes the inner good is not so perceivable. We can't necessarily see it. But nonetheless, through awakening them to Torah, it's quite likely that we'll be able to reveal this inner spark of holiness. And the spark of holiness is not only their own, but they bear the sparks of holiness from early generations, from then Eltern, from their grandparents, or Eltern and great-grandparents, biz the Ershaders, all the way back to the earliest generations. When Dervis is Mekar of the Yidin, with Megal Zayin Yitzitzis, is Mekabal Zachar Kulam. And somebody who engages in the work of bringing Jews closer to Hashem and revealing their sparks of holiness, he receives the reward of all generations. Durich Dem, was a Brengt Yitzitzis to Zayir Tachlis. By virtue of the fact that he brings these sparks of holiness to their ultimate purpose, which is Geula Mitzvah Shlema Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu Bekarv Mamish. The true and ultimate redemption with the coming of our holy Mashiach very soon and literally.